It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have Wisconsin native Kate Bryan here, whose livelihood revolves around crepes, owner of the new Seven Swans Crepery in the River West neighborhood of Milwaukee. Growing from a location she launched in Kansas City, Missouri, with food truck origins. Call in at any point with your question. Share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kate, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. So in the spring, you open a new crepery in your digs. This is less than a mile from where you went to high school. What pulled you back to your neighborhood?
Just running a business in a state far away from your family is quite a thing in itself. And then doing that during a global pandemic, it kind of reprioritizes things. And so the dream just kind of started brewing of moving back to Milwaukee, being closer to family. And, you know, my parents always were like, well, when are you going to open one here? When are you going to open one here? And I
was you felt the pressure.
Always. Well, I didn't take them serious. I just laughed at them. Like, I'm never opening another crepery. That was hard. And here I am.
Well, let's talk a bit about that origin story. So for over 3 years, you ran a food truck in Kansas City. Kansas City, Missouri. Then in early 2020, you open a brick and mortar crepery, Seven Swans Crepery in Kansas City. So why move from the food truck to a fixed location?
Well, you know, the fixed location was always the plan. And it actually kind of took some wrangling to get myself to even consider the food truck option. But I knew I had a lot to learn. I knew I needed to kind of build slowly. I knew that financially that's just a better way to get started. And it was just a much better on-ramp on all levels to new business ownership. It was one of the most spontaneous decisions of my life. A couple brick and mortar locations had fallen through, and friends were kind of like, why don't you just consider this again? And I popped on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and there was this beautiful 79 camper trailer that I fell in love with and bought the next day. And the rest was history.
It could get hot, though, in the food truck making those crepes.
Yeah, it was rough. It was Kansas City summers are very hot. We used, you know, the real French cast iron crepe makers. And so that led to the eventuality of really needing to find a brick and mortar location. And so at that point, honestly, I was kind of in a place of, well, you know, wherever a location comes up first, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's Kansas City, and everything was up in the air for a little while, and then landed this space in Kansas City that's just so perfect. And so that was the beginnings of that adventure.
What have you learned from your first location that you're bringing to Milwaukee? Do you feel like you have some lessons learned?
Oh, wow. I mean, I've learned so much. Goodness sakes, how do I even begin to? I really started the food truck with very little business knowledge and just winged it, you know. I've found that the most important thing that I've learned is to just like have the right people around you to support your staff, which is really what made this move possible. Was I had like a really incredible crew of people that were excited about the opportunity for me. And goodness sake, so many lessons.
Who taught you how to make crepes in the first place?
That would be my dad. Yeah. That was something that we grew up eating as the family. And as my younger brother likes to say, when he eats the dad's skinny pancake, which is on the menu, that it tastes exactly like mom not wanting to make dinner. So
How much do your crepes resemble your father's crepes, or have you made some little variations?
my crepes are much prettier. My dad's crepes are more like just piles of crepe on the plate. Throw some butter, throw some syrup on there.
You have described the aesthetic of your new crêperie as Ukrainian grandmother chic. What does that mean?
When I started as a food truck, it was a vintage trailer, and I just thought, well, this is kind of a fun opportunity to just get kind of a little bit more quirky and just like actually just dive into all of the things that I really love, which are just colors and patterns. And I've spent a lot of time in Ukraine, and I have studied abroad in Russia in college. And there is just this, like, the grandmothers, they're so beautiful, and they'll have like a floral scarf and a plaid skirt, and they're just bright colors, and so that was my inspiration.
Your crepes then resemble Eastern European blini more than French crepes. So, what is the difference there? What's the distinction between the two styles?
Blini is more of, it's a little bit of a spongier crepe. They're a little like softer and spongier. French crepes tend to be a little bit drier and crispier. And so I have kind of modeled my recipe a little bit more around the Eastern European version.
Kate Bryan runs a new crêperie in Milwaukee, her hometown, as we explore the influence of this delicacy in Wisconsin. Call in with the question, share what's on your mind, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We learn about the passion and the business side of making crepes and becoming established as a new restaurant in Milwaukee. Wisconsinite Kate Bryan is owner of Seven Swans Crêperie, which grew out of her location in Kansas City, Missouri. Call in with a question. Bring your thoughts along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's get into ingredients. The main ingredients of French crepe batter is flour, eggs, milk, or water. Do your crepes include more ingredients?
We do not use water. It's milk, eggs, butter, and flour. So it's a little bit of a richer, eggier texture.
When you're using just a handful of ingredients, how precise do you have to be? Are crepes like an exact science?
No, there is a lot of wiggle room. There are lots of different textures. There's lots of different ways. I would say that my crepe batter is an exact science to me, just because I have, I spent a lot of time just honing in on the exact right quantities for the texture I was looking for.
You
But
have
they
to buy
are
ingredients too, so
they're
you have to
very
plan.
forgiving. Yes, exactly. But crepes are very forgiving.
You serve savory and sweet, and your Goodfella's crepe includes bacon and a sunny side up egg. The clean crepe has lavender, lemon curd, fresh berries, and whipped cream. Do you recommend customers try savory or sweet first? How do you go about this?
I mean, I always recommend coming with a friend and sharing. Our crepes are a pretty good size. You will not leave hungry. And so often people ask me, like, would it be too much to get two? And like, yeah, you should share a sweet one. But the Goodfellas also is a fun option in between, where it is the bacon, the cheese, and strawberry jam. So you have a little bit of a sweet and savory thing happening. That is definitely our most popular crepe. But just work your way through the menu, find out what you like.
Do you find can crepes be seasonal, or can you source
Oh,
local ingredients at the kind of the time of peak harvest?
We change our menu every 3 months. So We have a 4 or 5 crepes on the menu that are just always there. They are our mainstays, and everything else rotates with the season. So even like just now, we just had an apple crisp crepe just for a few weeks while we were getting our fresh apples. We've switched over to pumpkin,
Oh, there's
and
the pumpkin. I was wondering where the pumpkin spice crepe, the pumpkin people were knocking on the
We've got a pumpkin crepe.
here. Well, you shared with us the recipe for lavender lemon curd crepe filling, and that's at WPR.org/mornings. Can you walk us through your lavender lemon curd and how you put it together?
Yeah, absolutely. That is one of our kind of our mainstay crepes that has been on the menu from the day one. It is, I mean, a curd is just a yummy slurry of butter and egg yolks and sugar, and then we just infuse lavender leaves in there as we're cooking it. It's kind of a long, slow process where you just want to heat it up very slowly so that it all gels together and the egg yolks get nice and creamy. So that is a labor of love every week.
Lemon can be like that zesty punch. How tart do you go on the curd?
It's definitely on the tart side. I try to keep things not too sweet, and so it's tart, but it's really nicely balanced with like our fresh whipped cream on top and berries, and the crepe itself is so buttery and warm. It all balances really nicely.
Have you tried it, the recipe with Meyer lemons, I wonder, when they're
You
in
know,
season?
I have back in the food truck days when I could afford to buy when making things in smaller quantities, let's say.
When you were running to Hawaii to get those Meyer lemons,
Right.
right.
When all of a sudden you're making gallons of lemon curd a week.
You scaled up a bit. Well, what do you recommend for sourcing like food grade lavender? Where do you go there?
The brand I believe is Star West Organics or Star West Botanicals. So I source all organic products for herbs especially. But yeah, you can kind of just look up any kind of food grade lavender.
Okay. Kate Bryan with us talking crepes, Seven Swans Creperie owner in Milwaukee. You can join in the conversation. Question and comments welcome along the way. 800-642-1234. Okay. Let us into your kitchen in Milwaukee. What is your crepe making equipment like?
We have four big, that I think, believe 15 to 16 inch cast iron crepe makers, they're just flat on top, and you pour the crepe batter on top and take a little, it looks like a little rake almost, and spin it around, and then you flip them, and it's a little bit of an art. It takes a little practice at first, but it's always fun watching my employees look at them like so intimidated, and then within an hour they're just
They're
having the
doing
time of
it.
their life. Yep.
So these would be like professional grade kitchen
Correct.
equipment crepe makers.
Yes.
Like, how would you recommend,
Yeah, but
like, yeah, how
at
do we
home,
modify at home?
oh yes, at home any frying pan will do. Just plop a good amount of butter in there, and then I would say for your average size frying pan, about a third of a cup of batter. And you can take the pan, pick it up, and just spread the crepe batter around till it's thin around and covering all the edges. And then just take a little spatula and flip it over.
So how has it been staffing up in these times and getting a consistent staff?
You know, I in Milwaukee, I feel like I have been very lucky. We have had a consistent crew of really, really wonderful people. So it's a lot of word of mouth. You know, you find somebody and then they tell somebody. And I've also really, really taken advantage of the neighborhood group, Facebook group, and have garnished many employees. Most of my employees live in the neighborhood, so that's fun.
That is neat. It keeps it so local and so personal. How have you decorated and in the building itself? What does that look like?
The building itself was a bar called Dino's for goodness. I mean, I believe it was there for over 40 years. And then it had transitioned into kind of a new iteration of that same named business for a year or so. So it was pretty fun walking into a space that was so different than what I wanted it to be. But the second I saw it, it was already finished in my head. I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. So I haven't done any major remodeling, but just painting. We have lots of fun wallpaper. We have one wall that is just a patchwork of various vintage wallpapers that I have been collecting for years. It has just, I like to call it the country cousin of our Kansas City location because it just has a little bit more of a homey country vibe.
Do your family members stop by?
Oh, yes. Yeah. My dad helped do a lot of the work. And so he gets free crepes for life.
They want to keep you here. They're going to do anything possible to keep you local in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I have a brother. My brother's sister-in-law live just a block away with their 3-year-old and 5-month-old. So my 3-year-old nephew, I mean, as far as he's concerned, he owns the place, and he just walks in and demands his chocolate crepe and lemonade, and sits at the bar swinging his legs, and it is just the craziest dream come true. It's so fun.
Oh, Kate, all the best to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Kate Bryan is owner of Seven Swans Crêperie with locations in Kansas City, Missouri, and a new one in the River West neighborhood of Milwaukee, where she is from. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.